John, obviously the presidential race took front and center on Election Day, but there were some issues related to education, including several proposed constitutional amendments.
Yeah, the Florida Education Association, the state's biggest teacher union, got involved in Amendment 8 in particular, which is the so-called Religious Freedom Amendment. And what that would have done would have been to change the state constitution to outlaw a specific prohibition on spending public money for religious groups. Now, the concern from the teachers union was that this might open the door to funding private religious schools or the return of vouchers. As we've reported at State Impact, that's kind of not true. In a sense, the two questions are separate and they're not connected. It went down pretty easily. It did not come close to getting the 60% it needed. Another amendment, number 3, would have put strict limits on state spending. The school districts were worried, well, this might reduce the amount of state spending on school funding. It did not pass. None of the amendments that affected schools passed on Election Day.
Well, now, speaking of taxes, voters around the state were asked either to renew a tax or pass a new local tax for schools. Did voters have an appetite for those types of taxes?
Yeah, it seems like they did in most cases. Miami-Dade passed a big $1.2 billion bond to do school maintenance, school construction, and then also upgrade technology. The school district and the superintendent spent a lot of time and effort this fall trying to educate voters about where the money would go. We saw the penny for Pasco in Pasco County pass. We saw a similar sales tax in Pinellas County pass. About the only one in the state that didn't pass was in Volusia County, where they asked for a half-cent increase, and the voters there said no. And so the school district is looking at ways to cut the budget to make up the difference.
Well, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush was not on any ballot this year, but some of his education ideas certainly were. And a number of candidates embraced those ideas, like evaluating teachers based on student test scores and expanding school choice. Did voters give those ideas a passing grade on Election Day?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Florida had this debate a couple of years ago, and we passed the Student Success Act, which included a lot of these things. In Indiana, they elect their superintendent of education there, and the battle was between Republican Tony Bennett, who is the head of Chiefs for Change, which is this group of education leaders set up by former Governor Bush and tied to his Foundation for Excellence in Education. So this election was seen as kind of a national referendum. It was a proxy for all of these debates going on across the country. And Bennett lost in a very surprising way to a Democrat, a teacher, Glenda Ritz.
Well, I understand several teachers will soon be helping make laws now in Tallahassee.
Yeah, that's another interesting little aspect here, is that two teachers were elected to the state house on Tuesday. We have Karen Castor Dental in the Orlando area. And then we have a Hillsborough County science teacher, middle school science teacher, who was elected to the state house as well. So there's been some complaints, particularly from teachers, that the folks in Tallahassee setting policy don't have any experience in the classroom. We've got a little more classroom experience now heading to Tallahassee, so we'll see if that makes any difference.
John O'Connor covers education for our State Impact Florida project. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.